Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, hunters, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode 102 of the Wayspotters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you become a better wayfinder. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is Friday, December 29th, and with me, as always, is Jamal. How's it going, Jamal?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. It's rainy and drizzly and cold here.
It's cold here. No snow. It's in the 40s Fahrenheit. But by the time people are listening to this, it's New Year's Eve. So happy New Year's Eve. Everybody be safe out there. Celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. Enjoy the Wayspotters Podcast and then enjoy your New Year's Eve.
For sure.
So normally now we jump into the news, but there is no news.
Oh.
We have nothing.
But I think we're still contractually obligated to play Test Zones Drop, though, aren't we? At least for 2023.
I think we should, yes.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters Podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
Womp womp.
Womp womp womp. I'm going to play the Price is Right loser
thing. I know,
right? I'm not surprised we have no news, to be honest with you. It's the Niantic team's probably all on vacation at this point.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah. I don't blame them. That's the week before. Cool. I get it. Yep.
Nope. We're looking forward to a 2024 of lots and lots of news and good things. And we will talk about that in topic number two in a little bit.
Okay.
But let's jump right into topic number one.
Topic number one.
So I figure because this episode is dropping on New Year's Eve, we should talk about Wayfarer 2023, a year in review. I'm going to go month by month and just kind of go through the highlights of what happened every month. And we'll stop and kind of discuss a couple of things. Most of it's just speed right through. But
yep,
it's a lot of things. Like when I was going through the Wayfarer Discord, like shout out to Testone for the Niantic Said What channel.
Yeah.
So I was just going through that, going say, hey, how many times did Niantic post in the forums and how many times was it meaningful? It was quite a bit. I will say this, the amount of times that someone from Niantic replied to where's my Pokestop, 27 times.
27 times. 27. That's a good bit of trivia. Times. I like that.
And that doesn't include all the other times that people were just like, why can't I find a monster in Monster Hunter? Or why isn't my raid working? I didn't even count those. This was directly where's my Pokestop or where's my portal? It was 27 times.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like show title.
Yeah.
Where's my Pokestop?
Yeah, I think sometime in 2024 we might want to tackle the S2 cell thing. But
yeah,
we don't know what those are. So
I don't know what it is either. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. First, before we get into kind of month by month, let's go through the Wayfarer challenges that we had last year, because I ran the numbers and it's super interesting to me. Mm-hmm. So first in March, we had Indonesia, and that was like the first one of the year. And I think right after this one, they came up with some brilliant ideas and the interest and the people who participated just skyrocketed.
Yes.
So Indonesia had it spiked. Yeah, absolutely. Indonesia had 4,654 total participants. And they resolved, and this number, when I typed this number, it made me laugh, was 6,658 waste spots resolved. I was like, wow. Wow. Like at the time, it was great. People were just like,
that was great.
Congratulations, Indonesia, right?
Yeah.
And that was the one that we were going, and they were like, hey, why are we only including approved way spots? Why aren't we including the ones that rejected? Because you're and the ambassadors were just like, you're encouraging people to just approve everything.
Right. And it changed midstream from being, changed to being resolved from accepted.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is a great idea.
In the middle of it, which is fantastic, right? So, and then it solved the problem of people just going, I'm just going to review 500 things and accept every single one of them.
Right.
And
now, for those listening at home, and for those watching, 6,658, remember that number. That was the first challenge. That's an important number to remember.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. In June, we had Spain. I remember we did a whole episode prepping for Spain because they gave us enough notice that we had enough time to prepare a whole episode and then record it. I missed that. Niantic, if you're listening, next year we would like to go back to that.
We would love that.
Because that episode did really, really well. People loved that.
Dude, that was probably our most prepared for an episode I think we've ever been. We were like lock, stock, and barrel. We were ready to go. You put out the tweet. You got some Spanish people to like send you examples of what we should be looking for. Yeah. I mean, we were ready to go.
Yeah, I put that post on the forum and it blew up. People are just like, this is the greatest thing ever. This is amazing, right? So please let us go back to that. That one, they had 38,266 total participants, 5,356 reached global rewards, and they resolved 112,761 waste spots. So like when we got to that number, we were just incredibly blown away.
Right. We're like, what? 112,000 resolved? And the first one was 6,600 resolved. Like that, what is that? Like 100x? I don't even know what it is. It's something a big number. Wow. Yeah.
It's the funny part was is they were like, hey guys, you know, we had 6,600 last time. We're gonna aim for 10,000 this time.
Oh, I know.
10,000 waste spots resolved. And we're just like,
we blew by 10,000 on day one. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like it was day 3 hours. Yeah. Oh, 3 hours.
We blew past it.
It was amazing.
We were past 10K in 3 hours, I think it was. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, 10's not going to cut it. They're going to have to go. I think we talked about this. And we're like, oh, we're going to have to go to like 25. And then we got past 90, which was because they had to add a fifth tier that time.
Yeah, they did.
Like, holy jeez.
Oh, man.
Guys are killing it. And that was also, they had to add India, Indonesia, and Brazil into that one, too.
They sure did.
Just to get us through, because they blew through so many in Spain. Crazy times. October was the one that everybody voted on. That was the All Aboard Challenge. So it was initially supposed to be Italy, France, and Germany. It ended up being Italy, France, Germany, United Kingdom, Denmark, Sweden, Austria, Switzerland, and Spain. So it was just like, hey, here's Europe.
Yeah, here's Northeastern Europe, just broad Europe. Here you go.
Oh, so good. 44,189 total participants, so up from the previous one. 7,157 reached global rewards. And that was total 151,459 resolved nominations. So that was 150 grand. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's that. I mean, when you think about, like I said, that first number was 6,600. I mean, we are just blowing through stuff. So, and I've got a newfound affinity for the continent of Europe. So right before the show, I was telling Chris this, someone reached out to me on 23andMe. I have family, like blood Harvey family in Europe. Apparently, my dad had 15 brothers and sisters. And I think there was 7 or 8 boys, and all of them went to war. Well, not all of them. Half of them went to World War II. We're in Europe. Apparently, one of my uncles had some kids over in the UK. And then those kids had some kids, and now they're reaching out to me, and they've got the last name Harvey. And when I look at their picture, they do not look like me. They look more like Chris. And I'm like, this is amazing. I've got like blood relatives in Europe. So I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to derail you, but you said Europe, and I'm like, yeah, Europe. I got family over there. And I can actually say
that. It is a small, small world sometimes.
It sure is. It's really crazy. Small.
I'm going to do that 23andMe this year, I think, because it sounds really cool.
I did 23andMe and I did Ancestry.com. So I've done both. And I found out a lot of stuff. Like I found out people that I've known my entire life. I'm related to them, but I didn't know I was related to them growing up. But now I'm they're like, yeah, it's great. It's so crazy. It's really crazy. So, you know, my dad had 14 brothers and sisters. And they all had a bunch of kids, and some of them had kids that were out of wedlock and nobody knew about them until they were in their 20s, you know, and they didn't have the Harvey last name. They had the last name of whatever the mother was. And some of them, like one of my uncles, Uncle Charlie, I probably shouldn't be saying this on the podcast, but here we go. Uncle Charlie, Was from Mississippi, went to the war, worked on the railroad throughout his, after he came back from the war, worked on the railroad. And he was literally all around the country on the railroad. And apparently Uncle Charlie had kids in all corners of the country. And, wow. You know, seriously, like he'd be working on the railroad. Let's say he's in Oklahoma for a couple months, and then he moves on and he's in New Mexico, and then he's in Las Vegas. And apparently Uncle Charlie had kids all up and down the road. And when he got back home to his wife, everything was good. And so there was his kids that everybody knew about. But then later on, when these DNA tests come out, all of a sudden, all these other people are like, I'm related to you. And I'm like, how? I don't know anybody you know. And then we trace it back to Uncle Charlie. And there's just all kinds of stories like that. So it's really interesting. It's a small world. Probably.
It's a small world.
Yeah. It's probably, there's way more than I want to say on the podcast. But yeah. Do 23andMe. It's cool.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, my wife keeps joking about it with me sometimes. She's just like, one of these days, someone's going to show up and be like some 20-year-old's going to be like, hey, you're my dad. And I'm like, fuck. So maybe I shouldn't be doing 23andMe. We'll find out. Later this year, I'll update you guys after I do it.
Okay, that's right. If we don't see Chris for a while, he's in some trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. December... Late December, they have the I Captain Challenge. That was the one that didn't win the vote before. So they kind of said, hey, which didn't surprise me. We had talked about this before. We figured that the next one would be the countries that lost the vote previously. So that was Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. That one ended up being Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, and Hong Kong. And then, as USA, everyone USA, probably knows, USA, USA. USA. So that was very.
Remember when that one first dropped, I was really excited because the Philippines got at it. Remember, I was like all about the Philippines getting in there. Yeah. And then like the USA came out and I'm like, oh, did somebody say the Philippines? Oh, OK. Because remember, the Philippines got hosed like three times. And I'm like, yeah, the Philippines. And it's like USA. I'm like, wait a minute. That's me. I'm USA. Oh, man. Oh,
I think that one took a little bit to sink in for some people.
Oh, for sure. People on Twitter was like, what's going on? Why isn't all my stuff resolving? And I'm like, just vote. Just get in there and vote. Like, just stop. Just the numbers are staggering. You want to go over the numbers? They're staggering.
So one thing I forgot to mention, I think that the reason that the participation in these spiked was because for the second challenge, they introduced that little toggle that says, hey, I want to be a participant in the challenge or I don't. So it was automatically turned on. So people kind of just, they were just like, hey, there you go. Right.
And don't forget, there was a leaderboard and a counter upper.
Yeah. The counter didn't work the first time, really. And then I think they nailed it.
Yeah,
the third time.
A couple bugs. Yeah, it was a little bugs. But then it was like, you've done 450. And it's like, dude, just do 50 more. Just put your head down and go for it. Yeah, just go. Yeah.
Keep going. And then once you get to 500, do 25 more just to be sure.
Just to be on the safe side, right?
So December, the participants were way down, but I think it was because it was like the week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised that the participation was down. There's only 26,556 total participants. 6,662 reached global rewards. So that was also down from the last challenge. But what wasn't down was the number of resolve nominations. 175,830.
Just nuts.
I thought towards the end that we might hit 200,000 for that one.
I was thinking we would too. I think if it wasn't so close to Christmas, I think we might. But that was just a glorious time. I mean, that was so cool to actually be part of the challenge. And I know you're like 30 kilometers too far north to be part of it. I mean,
the part of
Canada you're. Like you can literally see the U.S., probably throw a rock and hit the U.S. from where you are, just a little bit too far north. But, you know, I got faith that we'll have a North American challenge or a Canada, Mexico or something. But, I mean, 175,000 resolve nominations. I mean, if you look at it, what's the number you put up there? 446,708 waste spots resolved as a result of challenges. I mean, that right there is the backlog. Like, you want to talk about cleaning up the game. That is just crazy numbers.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Almost 500,000 nominations resolved just from the challenges alone. So that's four times this year that they had a week, 2 weeks, and we as a community blew through all of them. Right. So, and you're right. That's like, that's a significant portion of the backlog.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And we'll get into another significant portion of the backlog in a little bit with their, one of their projects they kind of did, but I just like the challenges this year were bonkers, and I can't help with it. And we talked about this when we covered the last challenge, right? They've got to be running out of places that they can host these challenges for.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think with this especially, last one, what did we do? Six? We did 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We did 9 countries this last time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. So like the only places that really haven't been touched are Australia and kind of that area. But like
Africa.
Africa. But there's like Australia alone has like a lot of empty space. So I don't.
It does. Yeah. I don't know what their backlog is like.
Yeah. I don't know what their backlog is like. Maybe somebody from Australia could let us know if you like your turnaround times down there. But like I know there's parts in Canada that I'm like, I nominated stuff in June and I'm still waiting. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that's not awful, awful, but there are definitely parts of Canada that could use some love. And I'm sure there's parts in Central or South America and in Africa that could use some love too, right? In Australia. So there's a couple spots that we could go, but I honestly think that if they host one in the beginning of next year, mm-hmm. looking at these numbers, we'll probably
go through all those. Yeah. They're going to have to dig deep to find something. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. So hopefully Tintino and team and everybody over there with the ambassadors are, you know, looking at the numbers and seeing where we need to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I'll have to get creative with kind of the types of challenges that they do.
Right.
So we will see.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Now that's out of the way, we're going to go kind of month by month real quick and dive in. And I, again, shout out to Testone for the Niantic Said What channel, because that channel did some work for me. When I was at work the other day.
Love it. The WDD is good for all kinds of things. It's a wealth of information. It's a great resource. And, you know, like Chris said, thanks to Testone and everybody who helps curate the WDD. We appreciate it. You know, I try to be in there as much as I can. Again, I'm mostly a lurker, but we're going to talk about some goals for 2024 and I'll get into that. But yeah, what Niantic said, that channel does work.
Yes, it does. And it's a source of much content for us, and we definitely yeah. appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. January, December 2022 AMA results came out January 24th. So they were a little bit late there. We talked about them at Ausium, and it's most of it's kind of irrelevant now. So
yep.
Dive into it.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that.
January was also the month that Niantic put all of the Wayspot nominations older than December 2021 on hold, and then they gave everybody 60 days to release it. Do you remember that?
That seems like so long ago. It seems like that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it does. It really, like,
it really does. Like, no joke.
When I looked at it, and I'm like, that was this year?
Yeah.
I swear that was like last year, but no, it was in January. And I wrote an article about this.
I remember that. Yeah.
I asked a bunch of people on Twitter and on the forums. I'm like, tell me what your oldest nomination is. And the oldest one I got was November 27th, 2020.
Mm.
That is at the time that I wrote the article, it was 790 days old.
Ooh, wow. I remember going in and cleaning up, some editing things, and I was like, okay, I'm like, yeah, I was meaning to do something with this, but I was just too lazy to do it. So that gave me a good excuse to tidy some things up, make it look nice.
It gave a lot of people an excuse to kind of go in and look at them, and there was a bunch that got withdrawn, right? Mm-hmm. We'll get into the numbers when they, like, later on in the year, when they announced it, but like, there was a lot that just kind of went poof because people went in and were like, oh, that's a gym now. Mm-hmm. I've been like, my Pokemon's in that gym. Like, why I'm going to withdraw this nomination, right? Yep. Or that's a portal. I hack that every day. So,
yep, exactly.
There's a lot of duplicates that people kind of went in. And that was 75% of the reason they did this, because as they said, the world changed so much in the last 2 years.
I withdrew a lot of things myself just because it was, like you said, it was already in the game. So just withdrew it.
Yep. February, my birthday month, Tintino posted and launched the applications for the second cohort of ambassadors. So they will likely do that again this February.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how many of the ambassadors come back again next year.
It'll be interesting to see
how big that cohort's going to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just wondering if any of them are term limited out, like the ones that are on their second term, will they be able to come back for a third term, or are they looking to get fresh faces in there? So that to me is going to be interesting to see if they say, nope, 2 years, you're done. Or some people might say 2 years, I'm done. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see that.
Maybe, yeah. That's a good point, right? They might they might say, hey, you've done your 2 terms. Thanks very much for your support. But we're gonna let this second cohort mentor the third cohort, right?
Right. So, yep.
Niantic confirmed any nominations made through the community Wayfarer app. RIP. Rest in peace, Wayfarer app. We're being routed into community review flow. So like I know you have a bunch that you nominated through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they get resolved?
No, they're still pending. They're still pending. So I went back and double checked it. Two of them actually went into the regular Wayfarer flow and were rejected. One is still in limbo. It's not in Wayfarer and it's still in the app. So I probably need to just resubmit it through Wayfarer and just let it take its course.
Yeah,
but out of the 24 I submitted through the app, I got 13 through. Not bad.
That's pretty good. I don't think I put any in through the Wayfarer app.
I went ham.
As much as I love the app, I never submitted through it.
I went ham that first day. I was like, what? We can do this? And they were going like right in. Like it was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I think they very quickly realized that community members have gotten a hold of it. And they're like, well, okay, hold on.
They're like, time out.
Technically for you.
Right.
But...
And, you know, I think Lachlan and I can take some of the blame on that because we got tipped off by somebody. And I won't say who. I probably shouldn't. Someone tipped us off and told us, hey, this is live. And Lachlan and I, like, in the middle of the night, did, like, a special broadcast and, like, told everybody about it and didn't check with Niantic because I'm like, hey, it's their app. They should know about this. And, like, everybody started doing it. So I was like, okay. On second thought, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they made it publicly available, so
they did. Yeah,
and you know, honestly, I don't want to go off on a tangent again, but I love the damn thing. Moving on before I go on another rant. February 24th, day after my birthday, I'll let you do the math. They sent out the emails to the new cohort of ambassadors, so it was a pretty quick turnaround. So early March, they announced the new ambassador cohort. They had to wait for them all to kind of get the email and say, yeah, I still want to do it. And all of them said yes. So they weren't one short, like they were the first time. Yep,
sign their NDAs and all that. That was a hot mess.
They combined the location accuracy and duplicates check maps into one map in the review flow, which was fantastic. That was a long time coming.
Man, it's hard to even remember what it used to look like now, right? Like I was reading this and I was thinking, what did we have to do back then? I'm like, oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Like with that was a quality of life. Yep. That was a quality of life update that was like spot on right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, what did they do next?
Like, I don't know.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Next, they made an AMA update. They announced that they resolved 80 to 90,000 nominations older than December 2021, part of that project that they announced in January. So that's like another, add that to the review challenges.
That brings you over 500,000 easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. They introduced Colbot,
Remember
Colbot. In March. And another huge quality of life update, which helps me enormously. They announced you could change your bonus location every 3 months,
which is great.
Back then, so Yeah,
yeah. Because then you can go jump in, help a buddy, change it to Charlotte, or you know, wherever mm-hmm. the heart desires. So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Yeah,
I love
it. I spent I think half of the year in Charlotte and then the other mm-hmm. half in Georgia.
Yeah,
and
I spent. Where are you now? Where's your bonus location now?
Tokyo. I left it in Tokyo.
Oh, you left it in Tokyo. So my bonus location is in Orlando, Florida, but that's a whole different story that I won't talk about on the podcast, but that's where I'm at. I'm actually I'm in a little suburb of Orlando, Florida, but we'll get into that. Maybe we won't get into that. Anyways, continue.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I left it in Tokyo because I like the kind of the nominations that I was getting from there. So I figured, what the heck, I'll leave it.
You like the notice boards, huh?
I do. I love myself a good notice board. Yeah. There's a lot more in the AMA, but most of it was fluff, so we'll just kind of leave it.
Yep.
Nothing really happened in April. In May, a precursor to the Wayfair abuse ladder, they sent out a Wayfair abuse survey to a bunch of people. I remember getting it and
I remember getting it also.
Giving them a piece of my mind. So, like a lot of people did. And that was one of those surveys. Like the recent survey, I think, went out to the majority of people who do Wayfair. Mm-hmm. I don't think this was like a very select people.
Yeah, I think this was kind of a targeted group. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. June.
Which is my birthday month.
They released another roadmap update and AMA. So here's the number that's really going to blow your mind.
All right, let's hear it.
They announced that as a part of that December 2021 project, mm-hmm. they were able to reduce the global backlog by 600,000 nominations.
Wow. Yeah. 600,000 nominations. That's a big number.
It's a big number. And here's what really blew my mind. They manually reviewed 120,000 of them. Mm-hmm. So either the Colbot did work,
right,
or a lot. Like, it's probably a combination of the Colbot did work and a lot of them got withdrew, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like that's, and they also said that reduced the global turnaround time by 30%.
30%.
30%.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So you take the 447 resolved because of the challenges, 447,000, mm-hmm. add in the 600,000, that's over mm-hmm. 1 million nominations that projects by Niantic removed from the global queue in 2023.
A million nominations. You know, that, Chris, that just makes life better for everybody who plays Niantic games, mm-hmm. not only Ingress, not only Pogo, Justice for Pikmin Bloom, hashtag. But it makes it better for everybody whose game relies on Wastebots or POIs or whatever you want to call them. That's amazing. So, yeah. Like, I love what you wrote on the notes here. Let that number settle in for a second. And I'm thinking 1 million nominations resolved. That's crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. To think that the kind of the backlog was that big at one point is staggering, to say the least. But to think to, and this is where kind of I think we need to give Niantic, you know, some huge credit and huge, huge kudos, and the team of ambassadors probably too. Like, we started the year at this point where we had like over 1 million nominations that were just stagnant. Mm-hmm. And now at the end of 2023, we've got a new review flow. Niantic's talking about a global 2-week turnaround for nominations. Like, that's in the span of 12 months.
I would not have believed it if we were doing this show on December the 29th, 2021, or 2022, there's no way you could have told me in 1 year we'd be here. No way. I would not have believed you. I would have said I'd eat my hat and I'd be today. Like, I'd be here today. I'd be eating my hat. You like my new hat, by the way? I got it for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'd be eating it right now with hot sauce. Yep. 100%. 100%. 100%.
So like, it's just, kudos to the groups for being able to pull this off in 1 year. I just I literally, when I typed that, I had to get up from my computer and kind of stretch because I was just like, holy crap. Right. It's kind of sunk in, like, the what that number meant, right?
Mm-hmm. So for sure.
In June, they also dropped hints that the Wayfair punishment ladder was coming. They didn't call it that, but they mentioned something was coming. Which I know, I remember when we read that, we were both kind of very excited.
Yeah, we were like, okay, here we go. Because we knew. Oh, one thing. Can we back up a second real quick? Sorry, I meant to say this earlier. Let me back up a second to that 1 million number. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just going to assume this is a fact, that Niantic would not have been able to do everything they did without the team of ambassadors. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that they don't have enough employees on the Wayfair team without the help of the ambassadors to know what's going on and where to target. So big, big shout out, big kudos to the team of ambassadors for being in everybody's Discord around the world and knowing what the issues are of all the communities, or as many as they possibly can, and rolling those up to Niantic and being able to get some things done. So I think 2023 was probably the year of the ambassador as much as it was a year of the resolved waste spot.
Yep, absolutely. 100%. I firmly believe that the 90% of this work was done by the ambassadors, right? So they did, they picked a good group, and they've kind of all jumped in and done a really, really good job. And we definitely appreciate it.
Yep, we do.
Roots came to select Wayfinders, and the fact that it was released to people who did Wayfair first, like, just was months of confusion from people being like, yo, Wayfair, why isn't my route approved? Like, I got so excited when they were launched, and then I didn't realize that the kind of poop storm that was coming. Roots.
Unfortunately, it's such a good feature, and people just kind of like, I'm done with it without really giving it a chance because of the way it launched. Like, I do one every day. Every day I do one. Every single day. I go meet Mateo. I get my card from wherever, like, literally every day.
It's funny because it's like people are just like, I never see Mateo. And I'm like, I see him almost every single time.
I've seen him. I'm like 14 days in a row that I've seen him.
Yeah, maybe I just need to buy a lottery ticket or something. I don't know. We probably upset some people by saying that.
No, I don't get a Zygarde tail, but I see Mateo every time.
No. Yeah, I very unlucky with Zygarde tails. Something else that happened in June. The Netherlands abuse thread was started on June 1st. It still has people posting examples. Like, when I was typing up the notes, I went and looked to try and get the number of waste spots that they've removed, and people were posting that day. More examples of abuse.
Well, remember, right when it first started happening, we did that show, Something's Rotten in the Netherlands, right? And we did the Hamlet. I remember that specifically because I still have the artwork that you did for it. And what if we knew now? What if we know now what we didn't know then, right? Like, when we did that show, I went back and I listened to it. We speculated a lot. We made a lot of what turned out to be educated guesses, but that was a lot bigger than even we had a clue about. So had no idea. Yeah. And then we had one of our patrons in our Discord, and we've talked about it on the show, who had one of his family members wrapped up in that. It was just, and you got intimately, you were like 10 toes and 10 fingers into that, going back and forth and trying to hook him up with an ambassador to get things done. I mean, you were as much in the know in the Netherlands as people who were in the Netherlands. So who knew on June 1st that we would be all in that between Discord and Twitter and everywhere.
Yeah, that was crazy. They ended up, the last number that I saw that they posted, and they haven't posted an update to the number of waste spots in a while, was 1500 waste spots that they had removed. Wow. So absolutely crazy. July, they announced they had fixed an issue with the upgrades that were was discovered in May, and they reimbursed people upgrades that were broken. And I remember that there was a lot of people who were just, I think you had a few.
I did. Yeah. I had no idea
that were upgraded that just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I was telling you, I'm like, something's funky, like something's not going on. And we were like, we'll see what happens. And then it was like, hey, It was broken. Yep. Who knew?
I remember it was funny. It was like a week or two before they said that there was an issue. You were just like, I think upgrades are broken. I think there's something wrong with my upgrades. I'm going to send this to Niantic. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just taking a long time because things in your area. And then they were like, no, they're broken. And you're like, I told you.
Yeah. You're like, it's just Charlotte. I'm like, it's probably Charlotte. Let me just send it in just in case.
It's funny how often how much we talk about Wayfarer and how much we do Wayfarer that we kind of, when something doesn't seem right, we're both like, my belly tells me that something's wrong, right. And we're usually right.
Something doesn't feel right. Yeah. I review often enough that like I come across stuff like, remember, you might have it in here, so I might be stealing your thunder. There was that couple of days where only duplicates were coming through. Do you remember that?
Yes. I don't have that in here.
Yeah, I don't remember when that was, but it was like everything was a duplicate. And I was like, nah, there's no way I'm getting this many random duplicates. Like something's going on. I don't remember when that was, but I remember it. I want to say it was 3 days, but it might have been like 10 hours. I don't remember, but I got a lot of duplicates all at once.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I don't have that in here, but I do remember that. That was, there's every once in a while, the ambassadors do a really, really good job of identifying when Wayfarer is having issues and raising it up. Mm-hmm. To Niantic, and then Niantic does a really good job. Of kind of getting involved right away to get it fixed, right? So, and that's kind of kudos to the Wayfarer team for picking such a diverse group of Wayfarers or ambassadors, so that there's pretty much one awake all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
24
for sure.
Hours a day, you're probably going to find an awake ambassador.
Yep. So they've got somebody across the globe that's awake.
Yep. August. Oh, this is a big one. Some people who are part of the Monster Hunter Now beta had their Wayfarer accounts reset at the beginning of August.
Yeah. Remember that? I do remember that. There was some mad people on that one.
It was so mad. that was reported originally on the 1st, and they fixed it on the 4th. That's like 3 days of people
freaking out
because their Wayfarer account. And there were some people who were participating in that Monster Hunter beta that like they had significant work done in Wayfarer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't just people who were kind of like one or two way spots and 50 reviews. There was like hundreds of thousands of way spots, right? So, but I remember that. And I was like, oh, thank God I didn't start that beta.
You started the beta. Yeah, you started it right after that, right?
Right after. Yeah, right after they did that. And I was like, I'm going to, because I remember signing up for the beta, but I didn't get kind of invited to it until after.
Right.
In August, Wayfarer went down for maintenance. This is after they had hinted that the new review flow was coming.
Yep.
Wayfarer went down for maintenance. We got super excited. Mm-hmm. Wayfarer came back up. Nothing happened.
Right.
And we were much disappointed.
We did a show about it, remember?
We did a show about it, right. Yeah. And they were just like, we're gonna do a special broadcast when it comes back up. It's gonna be awesome. And then it came back up and I was like, this is the same.
It's just the same.
August was also GoFest. We went to GoFest. We met in person for the first time.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I got to meet a lot of the patrons, and we got to hang out with some people in New York, and that was a really, really good time.
Yeah, that was a really good time. That was when I was the most proud of our community. Mm-hmm. Because when you came on the show in April, was it April? Was it February? It's February.
February, yeah.
Yeah, right around your birthday. And everybody's like, oh, Chris, the new guy. But then when we were in New York, they're like, oh, this is the co-host of Wayspotters. And you were just part of the family. And then you just kind of was like, okay, go follow Chris. He's doing this. He's doing that. And it was just kind of like cemented that we were like a full team. And it was awesome. It was really awesome.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was really cool. And I got to say, I think it was Maddie who was just like, what was it like meeting? We were talking, me and Maddie afterwards, like, what was it meeting Jamal for the first time? Was it weird? I'm like, nah, it was like, it's like I was meeting my brother who we had just not seen each other for like a little while, right? That was it. It was just.
And we were in that Irish bar in Midtown Manhattan.
Yep.
And we were with Hamtaro and Luis, Maddie G, Lane, Trainer Mystic. And I think I'm missing one other person, but we were sitting back in the corner. Mm. And just having a good old time. And it was like we had all knew each other for 15 years. And it was just kind of like, oh, man, we haven't seen each other all summer. And school started again. It's the first day of school. That was so cool.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it, to say it. Yeah. It's like, it was like, yeah, it was like a couple months we hadn't seen each other. And then we picked up and
Yeah,
we were good to go. All weekend. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, it was great. Yep. Walked through Times Square, saw a whole bunch of weird stuff that's quintessentially New York, and off we went.
Yeah. I love that off day when we kind of did like the touristy stuff was cool too.
Yeah, that was cool. My feet, ooh, dogs were barking that day. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time I got home, I was just like, I need to sit for like a day.
Yeah.
September 15th, 2023, a day that will live in infamy in Wayfair and Pogo land. Niantic announces their Wayfair abuse enforcement ladder. And the Pokemon Go community lost their minds.
Yeah. That's a great way to say it. People were like, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to believe some random person on the internet who said they got banned. Turns out they were cheating. I'm going to read this this random person on the internet that said this.
That was a fun couple months.
Here's the deal.
It was good times.
It was a fun couple of months. We did like 9 shows in a row. Or maybe even, I don't know. It seemed like from GoFest on up until recently, every show was about abuse. Every single one of our shows was about abuse. It's crazy. Yep.
To the point where some people who listen to the show were like, can you maybe stop talking about abuse? Like,
yeah. And we were like, we got you.
But it's like, it's just, things kept happening and people kept saying things and we're just like, no, that's not true. And we need to counteract that. And we need to kind of clear the air about this, and you know, and the guys from the Niantic team kind of reached out and were like, hey, we really appreciate all the work that you guys are doing, kind of clearing the air and making sure that people understand that when people say don't do Wayfair, you're going to lose your Pogo account for 90 months, it's not how it works, bro.
Like, come on guys. I still think I want to do that whole show of just spouting out random things that may or may not be true about PvP and just telling people to believe me. But anyway, I digress. Continue on.
We'll do a PvP podcast in 2024. Right. We'll call it Wayfighters.
There you go. Wayfighters. I love it.
Getting to the end of the year here. October, they announced the new review flow. Everything that was in voting went back into in queue, which caused its own controversy.
It did. No, I was in favor of that. That helped me. That helped me tremendously. Yeah. So people in areas where things move really slow, it was a big help. And in other areas, it was more of an inconvenience or a hindrance.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I had a couple that were in voting that I had forgot to fix because it was cold out when I nominated them. So I just kind of typed a bunch of random letters and then hit submit. And then I forgot to go change the description and the supporting information. So they went into voting with I always use the proper title, but then my description was like, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Right.
I was like, God damn, this is going to get rejected. But then it went back into queue and I'm like, cool, I can go fix it. Yep. But then now, caused that problem.
Yeah. Now there were some people that had some legitimate gripes because some people's nominations might've been close to getting a resolution. And so they went back into voting, and the people who voted on it the first time, we're not going to be able to vote on it a second time. And so Niantic did a make good and gave everybody a few upgrades. Remember? Mm-hmm. I don't think you got any or you got one.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I think I got 5.
Yeah.
No, I got 8. I got 8. That's right. I got 8 of those. And it was like, you know, I'm like, hey, this is like early Christmas gift. I'm not going to complain there. So that kind of stuff helps me. So, you know, it's funny looking back at the year, Chris, and looking back at everything. And it's like, oh, this was the biggest thing of the year. This was the biggest thing of the year. And it's kind of like, it really wasn't. At the time it was, but now it's not. You know, it's like, we got over it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? And it's kind of Niantic just kept hitting home runs, I think, throughout the year, right? And I had to use 3 upgrades on some stuff that went back into voting because I left it in voting and it was like 3 weeks. So I'm like, forget it. I just upgraded them all.
Yeah.
Right. Because the people in my area, those nominations were probably close to resolution. So nobody in my area was seeing them. So I kind of.
And you fall into the luxury of being in a rural priority area. So
I do.
Man, we have to get that episode. We got to do that episode about rural priority and black hole. We got to prioritize that because that's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, like I didn't realize how big a deal rural priority was until it was explained to me with pictures, and I was like, oh. Yeah,
I remember that. You were like, oh, I get it now. Now I see.
Yeah, light bulb.
Yeah.
November, nothing happened. And December kind of just had that one final AMA that we have already covered. So
yep.
That is Wayfair 2023, kind of in, I think that took us, what, half an hour?
Yeah.
I have created a Google Sheet, and I was telling you about this, a Google Doc, so that we can make notes for everything that happens in 2024, so we can do this again next year.
Love it.
And I don't have to spend an hour and 45 minutes scrolling a Discord channel to try and pick out everything that Niantic did.
That's right. Yep. We'll have it all there. You ready for topic number two?
I'm ready for topic number two.
Topic number two.
All right. So quickly, now that we are through 2023, I wanted to talk about things that we want to see from the Wayfair team, from Niantic, and from ourselves for 2024. I'll go first. I think we'll just kind of go one for one. I'll do one, you do one, and then you've got some really good goals for the show.
Mm-hmm.
That I am going to let you handle all of that because they're fantastic, and I couldn't come up with anything else myself. So my biggest thing that I want from the Wayfair team in 2024 is edits on the contribution page.
I think you said that to every member of Niantic in New York that you got a chance to talk to. I think they know you want that.
Yep. I will beat that horse until it happens because... Mm-hmm. My spreadsheet's a mess.
Yeah, that's your hill to die on. Oh, I love it. All right. So for 2024, my number one thing that I want to see from the Niantic team is continued improved communication. I think they've come a long ways from when OPR went away and Wayfair started. I think they can get better. We've had the luxury of being able to talk to them in person. And not every Wayfinder has that luxury to be able to go to New York and talk to them. We did, but I would love to see them come up with some sort of consistent communication from them. You know, the second thing I said is an expanded role for the team of ambassadors, and I love that, but I want to see Tintino or maybe Tintino and one other person really kind of get out front and you know, maybe do the, here's an idea. Here's my idea, Chris. This is what I want to pass on Niantic for their communications. Their next AMA, record it and put it out on video, put it out on YouTube, do a video AMA where you have someone looking at the camera, reading the answers. And it can be the same format that they use, but just someone like we're doing reading it. I think that's so much more personal. And I think if they're listening, I would love to see them do a video AMA.
That's a fantastic idea. I love that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And if they want to come on the Wayspotters and do it on our show, we'll let them do it.
The amount of times that we actually think the exact same thing at the exact same time is staggering to me, because that's literally what I was about to say. They want to come on Wayspotters and do it on the show.
Yeah. We did that yesterday, kind of in our Discord channel, too. We like literally typed the same thing at the same time. Yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're listening,
immediate feedback on their AMA. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. And I'd clear the calendar. You pick a day, and we will we'll clear 6 hours for recording. We'll do whatever you want, and we will edit it that day.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I'm not afraid to use my vacation days to
right
the show. Yeah, like, exactly. I am for episode 104. I booked the whole day off.
Yeah, episode 104 is going to be good. We got some good stuff. I'm working on some stuff for it, so it's going to be good.
Nice. I can't wait. All right, my second thing, and this will come as a surprise to absolutely no one, a replacement for the Wayfair app.
Shocker!
And there's another horse that I'm going to beat until it happens.
Oh, everybody out there, you don't know how salty Chris was when we were reading the AMAs, and he's like, what? What? He's like, wait, what? Yeah. That was
like, it's a good thing that that came out on a Wednesday and we recorded on a Friday, because if we had recorded on a Wednesday, I might have been a lot more mean.
Yep,
I was exactly. That. I still am. Yeah.
You ranted in the Discord. Then by the time Friday came along, it had morphed into a more rational thought. But on that Wednesday, it was just piss and vinegar. And
it was. It was. It really was.
My second thing is a more proactive role for Niantic at live events. And what I mean by that is more than just a booth at GoFest or Safari Zone. You've got, New York might be a bad example. Seattle might be a better example. You've got 75,000 Pokemon Go players there. And if you're at GoFest, unless you're carrying your alt account, you're probably over 37. I'm just going to make some generalities here. You're probably over level 37. You probably even play Ingress, and you're probably over level 10. I'm going to go on the limb and say 95% of the people at GoFest or at Safari Zone are eligible to do Wayfarer. That's a perfect opportunity for Niantic to take a prominent role at the live event and get up from the booth, bring in some contractors, bring in some volunteers, and go out and do community outreach. Maybe carry around some stickers. Yeah, Chris is putting his hand up. I'll do it. You know, carry around water bottles and say, hey, Explorer, what team are you? Oh, you're Team Instinct? You know, you made good life choices. What level are you? Oh, you're 45? Oh, let me see your Wayfarer account. What's Wayfarer? Mm-hmm. Oh, let's talk. Okay. Gotcha, and then do some outreach. Like I said, I'll spend a whole day, not my play day, but the other day of GoFest, I'll go walk around and do that. Carry water bottles. Hey, if you sign up for Wayfarer right now, I'll give you a sticker. I'll give you a water bottle. If you come back tomorrow and you've walked around the city and made one nomination, I'll give you another sticker or another t-shirt or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's an opportunity for them to be super proactive and not just have people walk over to them and go, what's Wayfarer? For them to go out and find people and recruit people.
Yep. Oh, that's a great idea. I love that. And I would absolutely 100% spend kind of our off day at the next GoFest and be like, hey, I got stickers. I got water bottles. I got, you know, let me talk to you about my Lord and Savior Wayfarer.
Right? Yeah.
And you know what else would be cool? If they were to have like a maybe like a bigger booth where they could set up like a mock playground or like a mock mural or something like that.
And be
like, people are like, hey, let me show you like a good way to take a picture and a good way to take a supporting photo. And I'll walk you through the process of doing a nomination live with your phone right now.
For sure. Oh my God.
A lot of people are just like, I don't know how to get started. Be like,
yes,
don't worry. Oh. I got you.
Oh, I got another one. I have another one to go along with that. They bring a TV, like a big 50, 60 inch screen. And they have a collage of like the, you know, when you log into Wayfarer and it has the spotlighted way spot.
Yes. Yeah,
they have those, and then like you can like it's touchscreen or interactive, like all over the world, like USA, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, and you click on it, and it shows what are some of the ones from the showcase. So, where are you from, trainer? Oh, you're from the Netherlands. Okay, let me show you what a good one looks like. Here's some from the Netherlands that we've curated, and these are some good ones. And they've got this interactive video board that shows people what things look like in their area and say, okay, this is what a gazebo looks like in the USA. This is what a gazebo is supposed to look like. Okay, here's an Australian gazebo, because it's different. Trust me, Australian gazebos are different. Here's what a gazebo looks like in Australia. Here's what a gazebo looks like in Germany. This is how you know the difference. And then you and I will, I will sit there and talk to people for hours. Maddie G, I know we'll do it. Agent X, I know we'll do it. Saramanda, I know we'll do it. I don't want to miss anybody. I can name off 7 or 8 people in our Discord that would come in on their not play day and volunteer with Niantic to educate people and evangelize Wayfarer. Like slam dunk.
Yep.
And we do it 100%. For a water bottle. Just for a water bottle.
Exactly.
Or a t-shirt.
Right? I think what's happening is, I would love another t-shirt. I think what's happening is they're setting up the Wayfarer booth and people are just like, oh, that's the Wayfarer booth. I don't do Wayfarer. I'm going to go wherever and go play my game.
Right.
And you're not drawing in people who don't do Wayfarer necessarily. I'm sure you get like a few, because we were standing there and I heard, I think it was Avocado was talking to somebody who was new and didn't know what Wayfarer was. Right. So I'm sure there's like one or two, but if you had like interactive things that you could kind of go and say, hey, I don't know how to get started. I don't know how my photo should look. I don't know how my supporting photo should look. And you can say, hey, right. let me walk you through it real right. quick.
Exactly.
We'll show you. And then we can show you what it looks like in your contribution page and how you can go in right. and fix your stuff. And then
let's walk over here to this playground and we'll show you how to take a picture without your shadow in there, which I need to work on.
Yes.
the coolest thing, not the coolest thing. It was a cool thing. They had the top 10 wayfarers in New York City. Remember that leaderboard they had?
I do. Yeah.
What would have been really cool is if they were to reach out to some of them and say, hey, how many of you can come be at the booth and just kind of hang out? Mm. People go, oh, so-and-so has this many. Yeah, that's so-and-so right there. You want to talk to so-and-so about how they do it? And then, hey, here's a t-shirt, so-and-so. Give us 30 minutes. Give us an hour and just stand here and talk to people. So, like I said, I want them to be more proactive. And I know it probably comes down to man hours, woman hours, and just the amount of money it costs to fly employees to the live site, you know, working people for 4 days. I get it. I understand that. But I'm here to tell Niantic that there are people like you and I and Sarah Amanda and Maddie G and Agent X that would do it for free. I'd spend an entire day, not my play day, like an entire day just helping out at the booth, volunteering, just talking about it and helping people go, okay, I'm going to pretend like I'm the statue. Take the picture. No, don't stand there. Stand over here. All right, now the supporting picture, don't turn around. No, face me. Do not just turn around and take a picture of that road. Don't you dare do that. You take a picture of me, but you get me in the sidewalk. And I talk to him and I tell him these things. So that's my thing for 2024. I want to see them be more proactive.
No, that's a great idea. So my next one isn't necessarily a Wayfarer team problem. Hashtag justice for Pikmin Bloom.
Yes.
I think that they need to do that. And they need to give the ability to make nominations in Monster Hunter and Pikmin.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Because I think you had a whole audience of people who
are
playing these games. And Peridot too. I forgot about Peridot. You got a whole audience of people who might be playing these games who don't necessarily play Pogo or don't necessarily play Ingress and don't know that they can affect the map that they're playing, right? So,
and they included Peridot in the rewards this time. So Peridot people are paying attention.
Yep. And I think that they need to do that going forward. Include Pikmin Bloom next time.
100%. Right? And then my last one, Chris, is I would love to see Niantic do monthly mini scheduled events around community days or first Saturdays or first Sundays. Doesn't have to be. It could be off hours. It could be community day is 2 to 5 on the third Saturday of the month. And community day for Wayfarer is 5 to 8 in your local time. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. Kind of a mini challenge. You could do, say, you know, we're going to have Community Day Canada, you know, on this day, and you do it. Just, I don't know. I'd have to workshop the ideas, but I think they can do some mini events. You know, Pikmin Bloom, I think all of the Niantic properties now have some sort of Community Day, whether it's first Saturday. And I think Pikmin Bloom actually calls it Community Day, right?
They do. Yep, they do.
Does Monster Hunter call it Community Day, or what do they call it?
I haven't been paying attention enough. I think that's called Community Day in Monster Hunter. Yeah.
But I mean, it can just be a Niantic thing and they can find some way to incorporate a Community Day like aspect into Wayfarer and give them rewards. Say, hey, on Community Day from whatever time to whatever time, if you do 125 nominations, you'll get this reward, you know, and it can be like the shiny or whatever. So I think that there's ways that they can do that as well. So some mini events. So that's what I got for what I'd like to see them to do in 2024.
You know, it would be really cool if they did like an upgrade or like a nomination / kind of edit Community Day where say, hey, while you're out playing your Pokemon Community Day or your Ingress first Saturday or Sunday, whatever, do an edit or make a nomination. And if you submit it during maybe you include like the couple hours before and the couple hours after, it automatically gets upgraded.
Ooh, right? I like that. Yes. Yes. That's so cool. That's such a cool idea. Yeah, it's an automatic upgrade. I love that. See, now what you're doing
Right?
Yeah. You're tying in multiple Niantic properties and you're just getting that's a great suggestion. I love that.
Free ideas for Niantic.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, you want to go into our goals?
Yes, our personal goals. Why don't you go first?
All right. So, goals for 2024 for Jamal. So, my number one goal, and I've said this in 23, but this is, I'm writing it down, I'm putting it out in the air, is to become more regularly involved in other channels of the Wayfair community, whether that's the forum, or whether that's WDD, or whether that's Reddit, X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it. I want to become more regularly involved in all of the other channels than the ones that we currently have.
It's a good one.
My second goal is to venture outside of my bubble and submit more in rural areas. You guys know I've said it on here before. I am extremely selfish when it comes to nominating. I nominate in areas that I play, in areas that I frequent. But I know, and I've seen areas that I would nominate and probably never go back to, but rural trainers are people too. So that's my second one, is to venture outside of my bubble, submit more in rural areas.
That's great. Mine, I want to review more. I am currently at just over 18,000 reviews done. I want to finish 2024 and I want to hit 40,000. Nice. So my goal is to hit 40,000 by the end of next year. That's about a little over 50 a day. Mm-hmm. So I think I can do that.
That's more than manageable. Absolutely.
I also, because I said this the last challenge, that I wanted to try and hit the top 10 in the challenge that just passed. And a few people called me out on that, and Aquablast was like, 10,000th or 11,000th is not close to the top 10. And I'm like, okay, to be fair, right. When I said that, I anticipated the challenge being in the middle of January.
Right.
Not a week before Christmas. I just did not have time. Right. So I want to hit the top 10, provided that it's not at a time where I'm kind of stupid busy like I was this time. I definitely want to actually hit top 10 next time.
And when you've got a family and you've got kids and it's Christmas, it's tough to sit at your desk and bang out 100 or 200 when at least my wife, and I'm sure she's like your wife, hey, are you going to come help wrap this? Are you going to go hang those lights? Are you going to get the tree? Are you going to do this? And it's like, I'm reviewing. Excuse me? Okay. Let me go wrap this.
Exactly. Right. And my kids are just like, I need you to drive me to the store so I can buy presents for my girlfriend or my boyfriend I need to buy a present for you and mom. And it's just like, all right, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I barely made 500 last time. Like I think I did 300 reviews the last day. Just to get over 500.
You were motoring that day. I remember that.
It's a really good thing that work was not busy that day. That's all I'm going to say. And my second goal is I want to take more trips to rural communities just specifically to nominate there. Like I do a lot of trips to rural communities where I'm there for another reason and I nominate a bunch of things while I'm there. Mm-hmm. But last year, I didn't get a lot of time to just kind of pick a community and drive there and just see what I can nominate while I'm there, right? Just for the purpose of nominating. So I want to do that more in 2024.
We got to figure out a way to turn that
really good.
We got to find a way to turn that into content or something. We got to figure out a way to memorialize that and keep track of it. So you were saying I have what now?
Yeah. You have a really good goals for the show that I wanted you to read.
Oh, yeah. So goals for the show, I think as a show for Chris and I, and I'll speak for Chris, we want to develop stronger relationships with Niantic and the team of ambassadors. I feel like at the end of 23, especially since GoFest, this is going to sound really kind of condescending, but I think people started taking us seriously. And I don't mean that they didn't take us seriously before, but I think they really got to know us and they knew that our heart and our heads were in the right place. But I want to really dig into those relationships and make sure that they know that we are in it as much as they are. And we want to be a conduit for them to help them. There's times that some people can't say stuff and we can. And we want to be there for them. And there's some times that we need to say stuff that they can't. And we're going to call a spade a spade. And if they're doing something right, we're going to say it. If they're doing something wrong, we're going to say it too. So as a Wastewaters podcast, I think it's important to the people that listen to us and the people that watch us, it's important for them to know that we are doing our best behind the scenes to get the best information from Niantic and give Niantic the best information we can give them, because that's only going to make the game better.
Absolutely. 100%. I could not have said that any better myself.
And then our other goal is, by come hell or high water, I am going to get someone who is paid by Niantic and a Niantic employee on the show in 2024, come hell or high water. And I might be paddling. I might be paddling at the end of the year on December 29th next year going, I got 4 days left to get somebody. But come hell or high water, I'm going to get somebody employed by Niantic on the show. Chris and I are. It might be the janitor, but I'm going to get somebody employed by Niantic on the show for an interview.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm going to start with John Hankey and work my way down.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good
place. I'm just going to hang out in airports. Everybody who's ever met John Hankey meets him in an airport. So I'm just going to go fly around the world and just hang out in an airport, wait for John Hankey to show up.
That's a great idea. You know what's going to happen is Niantic's going to listen to this. And then if no one's been on the show by the time GoFest comes, they're going to avoid us. They're going to be like, oh, no, it's the White Spotter guys. Close up the booth.
Or they're going to be like, hey, here's our custodian. Yes, interview the custodian.
We've bought John, the custodian, to talk to you. Yeah. So, John, what's new on Wayfair?
Exactly. They have four. Yeah, he's like, oh, man, they're dirty over there. They spill their food on the floor all the time. Can you tell them to stop?
Like Cheetos. That's all I know. Right. All right.
Even if by the end of the year, I got to go to San Francisco and go to the headquarters of Niantic and knock on the door and go, hey, can you send Tintino out, please? Hey, Tintino, come here. Come here. Talk into this mic.
We'll
I may be in San Francisco. Yeah. Maybe in San Francisco at some point. Yeah, you'll have the camera. I'll have the mic. And, you know, we'll just walk up to the door and knock on there. Can Tintino come out and play, please? Remember those days you'd knock on your friend's door? Can Mikey come out and play?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Kids just message each other on Snapchat and be like, hey, meet me outside. Oh, no, they don't meet outside. Meet me in Roblox on the corner of 3rd and whatever. And then they role play like my daughter does and her friends. They're all on the iPad and they're role playing. They're playing outside, but they're playing in the game. And she's on her phone and her iPad and they're playing outside. Anyhow, we're going really long. We should probably go to break.
Yeah, let's go for break. We'll take 5 minutes, play some dad jokes. And we will meet you on the other side.
Happy New Year. This is Trainer Mystic, and you are listening to the Wayspotters Podcast.
Hello, this is Shelfiel. Happy New Year, and thank you for listening to the Wayspotters Podcast.
Hi, this is Elf from Space. Happy New Year's, and thanks for listening to Wayspotters Podcast.
Hey, this is Xander, otherwise known as Lasso Boss. Happy New Year, and you are listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season two.
What did the dad say at 11:59 on New Year's Eve? I promise not to make any bad jokes for the rest of the year. What do you call someone who says they know every single word to Auld Lang Syne? A liar. Why should you stand on your left foot during the New Year's Eve countdown? So you can start the year off on your right foot. Why did the man sprinkle sugar on his pillow on New Year's Eve? He wanted to start off the year with a sweet dream. What does a caterpillar do on January 1st? Turns over a new leaf. What did one bird say to the other bird on New Year's? Wow, that year flew by. Then he slaps his knee and crawls back under the rug. Knock, knock. Who's there? Razor. Razor who? Raise your glass and toast to a happy new year.
And welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the dad jokes this year. We are going to jump straight into Wayspot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wayspotters Podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Wayspot of the Week.
So I shared this in, this one's mine. I shared this in our Discord when I nominated it. It has since been approved, but this is a beautiful mural set of sorts, a set of three little murals that is in the Union Station in Toronto. I found this when I was waiting for my wife's train to show up. It was running late, so I'm just like, I'm gonna walk around Union Station and see what I can find. It is three murals done by an Indigenous artist, and it's called We Are Still Here. The description is, as handed down through oral history, the prophecy is eight fires will be lit by the prophets of the Anishinaabe Nation, with the final fire bringing a new world of peace and love. We Are Still Here is a collection of works by artist Blake Anjikaneb of the Anishinaabe Woodlands artist who hails from Treaty 3 territory. Each work of art has a significant meaning to the artist. From left to right, they are We Are Still Here, A Child's Imagination, and Sharing. And it is three pieces of Indigenous art. The one on the left shows a family. There's some orbs around there. The middle one is I think it's a totem pole and a couple of deer on like a black background. And the one on the right is like a traditional Indigenous drawing of a bird. And it's beautiful. All pastel colors. It's absolutely beautiful. Oh, man.
It is. It's great.
I probably spent like 25 minutes just kind of looking at each one individually. And then I was like, after like a half hour, I'm just like, I should check to see if this is in the map or not. And it wasn't. So I nominated it.
This must be a new exhibit. I'm shocked that wasn't in the game. So that's great. That is absolutely beautiful.
Part of the city of Toronto has like a 2023 art program where they've just got new murals all over Toronto. This is kind of one of them. So I think it is fairly new. It's in a part of Union Station that was, they recently finished the renovations. Mm-hmm. So I think it is fairly new.
Nice.
Yeah, it's absolutely love that. Gorgeous.
Love that.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to Coal of the Week.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
All right. Coal of the Week this week. All right. So this one comes to our buddy, friend of the show, AquaBlast64 from the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. And for those of you watching on YouTube, you can kind of see it. You already see the problem with this one. But for everybody who's listening on the podcast, the name of this one, and I'll give you the title in the description, then I'll kind of explain to you while it's coal-tastic. Lutheran Cottage. Lutheran Cottage is a community dedicated to those with Alzheimer's. Okay, so you're kind of like Lutheran Cottage. Is it at a church? Is it something along those ways? When I first read that, I'm like, those with Alzheimer's, I'm like, is this kind of a home? Is that kind of a problem? But then you get to the photo. And the photo, my friends and neighbors, is a terribly pixelated photo that someone took of their computer screen. So you can obviously tell they took it of their computer screen. Here's the worst, here's the bad part about this. They took a picture of their computer screen of a single family home. That is clearly not the Lutheran Cottage. It's clearly not a cottage dedicated to Alzheimer's. They took a picture of a house on a computer screen and put it in there. And when I look at the location, it's probably somebody's house also. It's probably the house I took the picture of, but it's definitely coal. What do you think, Chris?
Oh, yeah. That photo alone is absolutely terrible. Even if it was a good photo, I that's borderline acceptable. Like that's I don't think that I would, you know, explore at a cottage dedicated to people with Alzheimer's.
Exactly.
Like, I get it's inappropriate.
It's kind of why you don't nominate retirement homes. It's like it's one of those things that's like, it just kind of got the ick factor a little bit to it. So thank you for sending that in, Aqua. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. This one, call number two, is from.
This is a classic.
This is a good one. Friend of the show, Scrawny Mouth. We've had him on the show before.
We have.
This was shared in the Wayfair Discussion Discord, because every time I mention them, I like to highlight them in the Call of the Week or the Wayspot of the Week. They have a neat thing that's going on right now calling the best and the worst of 2023. So best is share your best things that you found in reviewing this year. And then the worst is obviously the call that you found in 2023. And this is a picture, an AR picture of a slowpoke on a sidewalk. And it's just a picture of a slowpoke, a Galarian slowpoke at that, yeah, right, on a sidewalk. The title is Slowpoke Parking Lot. This is one of the greatest descriptions I have ever heard. No cap, on guard, I found a wild slowpoke at 3 p.m. Adder's Hole. I literally freaked out and was so hippie. Please geis me a poke's job now, place. No cap.
No cap.
So the supporting photo is a picture of a Galarian slowbro photobombed, yes, by a regular slowpoke.
Yeah. So he kept it on. Yep. That's great.
Probably did this during Slowpoke Community Day.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. They.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. They. But like, first of all, it's a slowpoke.
No.
Second of all, you called it a parking lot. That's a sidewalk. I don't think, yes, you want a car parking there.
No.
Third, that description. Wow.
I'm hoping that'd be good. They were doing like talk to type. I hope.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I hope. I hope someone's grammar is not that bad, but yeah, you never know.
You do never know. It might have been a kid, right?
It could have been a kid. Yeah. Could have been a kid.
Like, the supporting information is slow broke. So.
Just so funny. So good.
Coaliest of coal.
So, Chris, we got a suggestion that we can do for next year. Someone, actually two people suggested. One person asked if we were going to do more coal for the Christmas episode. And then someone suggested that next year we do an all coal episode for Coal in the Stocking. So we can take those under advisement and maybe next year do an all coal episode for the week leading up to Christmas.
That's a good idea. We could do maybe not an all coal episode. We could do like a half of the episode. Like topic one would be gifts, like presents, like good nominations. And then the second half could be, right?
Yeah. I love programming on the air. Yeah. We'll workshop it. We'll have patrons pre-record their favorite coal and then we'll play it in the coal section, or something like that.
Yes. I'm going to put that in the notes so we don't forget.
Okay, cool.
That's all I got, man. Notepad. Yeah. All right, cool. I'll go ahead and sign us off. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wayspotters. We really appreciate it. A huge, big thank you to our executive producer, Kate the Cons. Rock. We love you. And to all of our patrons, we couldn't do this without you. Thank you so, so much for all of your support all year long and every time. We love all of you. We are looking forward to a fantastic 2024. Alongside all of you. Now, if you enjoyed this episode of Wayspotters, there's a few ways that you can show us. You can follow us on all of our socials. We are on Twitter at Wayspotters. We are also on Instagram at Wayspotters Podcast and on TikTok at I Make Wayspot. We are incredibly responsive and love interacting with our followers. Let us know what you thought about today's episode. You can also visit our website, www.wayspotters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website or email us, wayspotters@pokemonprofessor.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe, click the bell to be notified every time we post a new video. For those of you who are not, be sure to check us out. We post shorts for the dad jokes, Wayspot of the Week, Coal of the Week, and more. youtube.com/wayspotterspodcast. You could also leave us a voicemail on our hotline, 704-426-3710. We should start taking bets on how many times you answer the phone next year.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I'll put that in the Discord.
Yeah, I'm getting better at that.
Or you could tweet us a voice message. You never know. Your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show. And if you want to drop us a voicemail for episode 104, which will be our final episode of season 2, we are going to put a compilation together and play it on the air. So now's the time to get those into us. Finally, if you are not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 US a month. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. You will have access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the whole network, including Wastewaters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It is a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Jamal and I are active in there a lot. So come and hang out. We would love to have you. And with that, we look forward to you joining us again next week here in Wastewaters. We appreciate all the support we get. And remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car. We'll be right back.